Every Living Thing by James Herriot. Read by Christopher Timothy. Chapter 1. I am never at my best in the early morning, especially the cold mornings you get in the Yorkshire spring, when a piercing March wind sweeps down from the fells, finding its way inside clothing, nipping at noses and ears. It was a cheerless time, and a particularly bad time to be standing in this cobbled farmyard watching a beautiful horse dying because of my incompetence. It had started at 8 o'clock. Mr. Kettlewell telephoned as I was finishing my breakfast. "I have a fine big cat horse here, and he's come out in spots."
"Really?
What kind of spots?"
"Well, round and flat, and they're all over him."
"And it started quite suddenly?"
"Aye, he was right as rain last night."
"All right. I'll have a look at him right away." I nearly rubbed my hands. Urticaria. It usually cleared up spontaneously, but an injection hastened the process, and I had a new antihistamine drug to try out. It was said to be specific for this sort of thing. Anyway, it was the kind of situation where it was easy for the vet to look good. A nice start to the day. In the 50s, the tractor had taken over most of the work on the farms, but there were still a fair number of draft horses around, and when I arrived at Mr. Kettlewell's place, I realized that this one was something special. The farmer was leading him from a loose box into the yard. A magnificent shire, all of 18 hands, with a noble head which he tossed proudly as he paced towards me. I appraised him with something like awe, taking in the swelling curve of the neck, the deep chested body, the powerful limbs abundantly feathered above the massive feet.
"What a wonderful horse!" I gasped. "He's enormous!" Mr. Kettlewell smiled.